Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuning in to the New Orleans Wake Up Show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brother Warren, and the New Orleans Wake Up Show connects New Orleans to the larger issue of black survival in an intense global anti-African environment. We provide a local, national, and pan-Africanist global critical analysis and commentary on a variety of subject matters and how they relate to the black experience, including indigenous black populations of Australia and the South Pacific Islands. Once again, we thank you for tuning in and joining us. As we say in New Orleans, yeah, you're right. And we would like that you do a couple of things. One, we would like you to go to our show homepage by simply Googling New Orleans Wake Up, Blog Talk Radio, Brother Warren, Brother Warren, and the Blog Talk Radio, or Brother Warren, New Orleans Wake Up. And we would like you to read through every topic that has been covered on this show. We would like you to read every topic and then pick the show that interests you. We'd like you to listen to as many shows that the title interests you, and then give us some feedback at NOLAWakeup@gmail.com. I'll repeat that again, and I'll spell it, NOLAWakeup@gmail.com. That's NOLAWakeup@gmail.com. Again, NOLAWakeup@gmail.com. To send give us your feedback on any of the shows that you've heard. And we appreciate all of our listeners for every episode. Today we bring back the Math Lady. Yes, indeed. The Math Lady was with us before, where she gave 10 tips to increase your SAT math scores. We're going to bring Ms. Sandra Carter back again today. She's with us, and she's going to look at 4 tips to improve your math SAT score for working problems. She's going to look at tips to keep your kids engaged in math to minimize the summer slide. She's going to talk about the online SAT boot camp and job opportunities at the company Math 101 LLC Tutors. Before we bring Ms. Carter on, we want to tell you more about her again. Ms. Carter is the owner and founder of Math 101 LLC. Her company provides math, physics, and chemistry tutoring. She is the author of a book entitled How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math that is used in the company's SAT math boot camp. She appeared on our program, as we said before, and we also heard from many of her clients in her home state of Louisiana and in Georgia who have used her company's tutoring services with great success. Before we bring Ms. Sandra Carter in, we're going to play a math song called Repeat It, which is a take on Michael Jackson's song, Beat It. And then after the song, we're going to welcome Ms. Carter back, and she's going to teach us today about some strategies to increase our math SAT score. Okay. We'll mad song. I like to find these songs on YouTube, all kind of mad songs. And that was a song where the gentleman was going through some, I think, some algebra steps. And then he was saying repeat it as you go through those steps. Let's bring on Ms. Shonda Carter. Ms. Carter, how are you?
Doing great. Good evening, Brother Warren. Thank you so much for having me on your program again. Good to hear
Thank
from you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being available again to continue your instruction on how students and parents can work together to increase the students' SAT score. We had you on before, and I want to ask you this about yourself, the Math Lady. Tell us about that name, the Math Lady, and I understand that you had that name copyrighted. Could you explain that to everyone so everybody know that you are like the original or the quote-unquote real Math Lady?
That is true, Brother Warren. In 2011, I had a service mark applied to my company, Math 1-on-1 LLC. We have the exclusive right to use the name The Math Lady with the service mark R behind the word lady in the United States. There are other math ladies I've noticed on the Internet, but I am the only person authorized in the United States to use that symbol behind my name, The Math Lady.
Okay. And so you have an aura in the parentheses as like the trademark that goes with the name Math Lady?
There's a service mark. Yes, sir, that's correct. The R indicates a service mark, and has exclusive right granted by the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay, great. Tell us about the company Math 1-on-1 LLC.
I'm glad you asked. We've been in business since 2003. We started off with just me tutoring math on my own. But in the words of Les Brown, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of myself. Things started getting really busy, and I ended up having to hire people to help me tutor. So it grew from just myself to expanding to other people to help me tutor who were students or recent graduates of one of my alma maters, which is Georgia Tech. And they brought to the table physics as well as chemistry, and we expanded to writing a book, which you've mentioned, as video, SAT math boot camp, fun interactive math workshop. So we've really grown since 2003.
Could you share with us some of the press exposure that you've had with your company?
Yeah, absolutely. Had two articles written about myself and my company in Black Enterprise, right up in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution two times, and also write-ups in local publications such as Up Close and Personal in Tucker, Georgia, and also an article in the Women in Science magazine.
And give the listening audience a little bit about your background, where you're from, and your educational achievement.
I am originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, South Baton Rouge to be exact. I'm a graduate of Southern University Laboratory School, Southern University, where I received a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, and the Georgia Institute of Technology, where I received a Master of Science in Computer Science. I also have a minor in math.
No, I was saying you are HBCU graduate, correct?
Yes, sir. A proud HBCU graduate. Absolutely.
Great. And so you finished your undergrad using Southern University of Baton Rouge, which is the main campus. And so tell us about that high school you went to with the name Southern Lab. What's the whole name of the high school you attended?
I attended Southern University Laboratory School from nursery school, kindergarten, all the way up to 12th grade. That was basically where I grew up. Even my prenatal days were spent there. My mother worked on campus for 30 years, and my brother and I attended college before we even were born.
Okay. Because I've always heard of that Southern Lab. So could you share with us what is a laboratory school, at least with the name in it?
The intent was to provide a training ground for the College of Education majors to give them the opportunity to do student teaching.
Okay. And you definitely are proud of that experience of going to Southern Lab and going to Southern University, and which prepared you to go on to your graduate degrees. Now, when you were last here, we talked about the SAT 10 tips to increase your SAT match score, and I don't want to diverge, but I did a show honoring and celebrating the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion, Willa Avant-Garde, who is from the New Orleans area. And one of the things, you know, her father helped her prepare. He used different materials, the technology that they have now to prepare. She says she studies 13,000 words a day. What I like about what you've been doing, you've been helping the parents as well as the students. So before we get into these further tips we want to talk about, tell us, what is the SAT? I could read something, but I want you to share with us the SAT, what is the SAT test, what it's used for.
Glad you asked. The SAT was created in 1926. It measures the skills and knowledge that research shows are the most important tests in college and career. It was originally called the Scholastic Aptitude Test and later called the Scholastic Achievement Test. It's been used for 95% for admissions in colleges and universities' undergraduate programs. And what's really important about SAT is it is used to give talented students, regardless of income, the chance to compete for college admission and scholarship. And I'm here today to give young people some assistance with the SAT to help them earn more points on the math portion of the SAT.
Now, why
ready to get
does not let me just, why does not Math 101 look at the ACT? Now that's a question out of curiosity. That's all.
The SAT is designed to help young people to compete for scholarships, as I mentioned to you before. And living in Georgia, currently live, the SAT is more prominent.
I gotcha. Because in Louisiana, the SAT test is required for juniors and seniors, and the state covers the fees for a statewide testing date that occurs during school day. And so in Louisiana, the focus is the ACT, but I understand now why you work with the SAT. And how is the score numbered? How is your score numbered? Like, what is the range of what is considered, an A or passing or whatever? Could you say that with us?
What I would say to you is that the passing score is the score that the college requires that you would like to attend. And I want to divert for a second. If you recall, when I was with you in March, I gave you the average score for students on the math portion of the SAT. I dug a little deeper, and I learned that 35% of Asian students took the SAT in 2020, and they scored between 7 and 800 points, with 800 being the highest. 9% for Caucasian students scored between 7 and 800 points. 2% of Hispanic students and 1% of African-American students score between 7 and 800 points on the math portion of the SAT. This is the reason why I do what I do, and that's why I'm here, to help our young people earn more points on the math portion of the SAT and compete for these scholarships. Definitely get that money.
Let me ask you, does any ethnic group, that's something I heard, is any ethnic group just before taking the test receive some kind of points or something? I had heard someone talk about, well, you know, black students get so many points for taking the test, Asian students get less points, and so on and so forth. Is that true? Because I don't know anything about that.
Well, as I shared with you back in March, the class of 2020, mm-hmm. average scores mm-hmm. for Asian students were 632 out of 100, Caucasian students 547 out of 800, Latino or Hispanic 478 out of 800, and African American students 454 points out of 800. And for that reason,
okay.
we have an online SAT math boot camp that we're going to have Saturday, September 11th, 2021, to help remediate this problem.
Okay, okay. Let's get into the tips that you have here. So how do you want to start working with these tips, these four tips to improve your math SAT score for working problems?
Absolutely. The first thing I would suggest is when you are calculating your problem and it turns out to be a fraction, if it's a mixed fraction, make sure you convert it to an improper fraction. When your test is graded, you intend to enter 3.5 as your mixed fraction, that will be interpreted as 31/2, which is not the same as 3.5. Convert your mixed fraction into an improper fraction for working problems. Next, save your time and don't worry about rounding off decimals for working problems. Fill in the decimal point and fill in the numbers relevant to the answer of your decimal problem. Next, reduce your fraction to make it fit in the answer grid. If your answer is, for instance, 333/999, reduce that to 1/3. And the fourth tip I'll offer for working problems is if you have an answer greater than 9999 or variables, that will not fit in your answer grid, and that indicates that you have an error. Go back and recheck your work.
Let me ask you this, Ms. Carter. As you were speaking, now first of all, everything you said, I'm like Greek to me, right? Okay, so I know people who are listening, like maybe the students who are doing this, they understand. As you were speaking, I was looking at the College Board website for the math portion of the SAT, and it says under Quick Facts, it says, most math questions will be multiple choice, but some called grid ends ask you to come up with the answer rather than select the answer. The math test is divided into two portions, math test calculator, math test no calculator. Some parts of the test include several questions about a single scenario. So could you kind of, the tip you gave, how did that fit in with, I just read with, coming up with the answer. So you have to show their work and stuff on the SAT?
I'm not saying that they have to show their work. What I'm saying is that you have 80% multiple choice and 20% working problems. But those working problems are fitting problems, as you refer to them. It's the same thing as working problems. You don't have the opportunity to choose. You have to fill in a grid and then fill in the ovals underneath. But you only have a limited amount of space, and we don't want to misinterpret an answer. For instance, if the mixed fraction was given in your calculation, you came up with 3.5, it won't accept 3.5. It's going to look at that as 3/1/2. So make sure you convert a mixed fraction to a proper fraction. Another thing you said, very important, is you have two sections for math on the SAT. There is one section that's 38 questions. You have 55 minutes in which to complete those where the calculator is permitted. In the other section, you have 20 minutes to complete 25 problems where the calculator is not permitted. Basically, that gives you a little bit over 1 minute per problem. With that being said, you have to use your time wisely. And we warn students that you don't want to approach the math portion of the SAT in the same manner you would approach a test in school. We want to teach you to earn as many points as you can in the time allotted in our SAT math boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you with that strategy, to earn more points, get that scholarship, get that money.
Let me ask you, so you have students, let's say you have students who they know the content very well, but it takes, but let's talk about a normal school setting. It takes them an additional time to come up with the right answer. So how do you work with those students? In other words, they know the content, they've mastered it, but it takes them a little longer to come up with the answer than, let's say, the average student. How does the boot camp address that so they could operate within the time frame of a test of the SAT?
What we'll do in the boot camp is to teach you structure, strategy, and terms. If you're in a situation where you have no clue of what to do, guess. As one of the tips I came up with last time, when it comes to the SAT, if you're not sure what you're doing, guess. The SAT was changed in 2016 previously. If you guessed and guessed wrong, you lost a quarter of a point. Since then, the SAT changed. If you guess wrong, you just get zero. So always try. If they're not sure of the answer, guess. So that's the whole point of having our 6 hour boot camp, which was actually extended to 6.5 hours. This year, we're going to give an extra hour because it's now online. And based on the experience that we had, even though our students did perform and increase their SAT scores by 90 points, we did find that because it's online, we might need a little extra time. So we did increase our time from 6 hours to 6.5 hours when we teach the course online on Saturday, September 11th. It'll be from 10 a.m. Eastern to 4:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Now, Ms. Carter, just a little technical thing, just kind of you kind of were going in and out slightly with the speaker parts. I was just letting you know that that you're listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I'm your host, Brother Wong, and we're speaking with Ms. Sandra Carter, owner and founder of Math One-on-One LLC. Her company provides math, physics, and chemistry tutoring, and she's with us to talk about 4 tips to improve your math SAT score for working problems. So what I was asking, you know, in these schools now, they have students who are allowed to be given additional time to take tests, so on and so forth. And so as you had answered me, I was trying to see how the boot camp addresses those students who may know the work very well but have to really work under a time constraint there. The boot camp, when will your boot camp return? COVID, when will we return to face-to-face operations? Do you have an idea?
We're going to listen to the health officials and make our decision based on what we get from the health officials. The safest alternative we have is the online SAT math boot camp. And actually, it's a good thing because it gave us the opportunity to extend our reach. We had 2 young ladies attend our boot camp in my home state of Louisiana, as well as the gentleman from Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity who attended in Georgia. So actually, it's a good thing having the online format.
Okay, great. I want to go to a caller. And callers, if you're on the line listening, you have a question, just press number 1, and I will recognize you. When you press that number 1, a little question mark pops up by your phone number, and I recognize you. So I'm going to go to a caller in area code 504. Area code 504, that's definitely like a New Orleans area. Please state your name and your question or comment for Ms. Carter. You're on, caller.
God bless both of you. My name is Eric from New Orleans. My question is, on average, and everybody's different based on individuality, but on average, say if you have students who are just like, they may do fair math, have fair math abilities on, say, a C average, but yet they have an intense interest in engineering or astronautics or jet engines or some type of high science. Are you, on average, can they be worked with to have their math abilities taken from an average level to being able to do math in terms of very technical fields, let's say in terms of, rocket science or, engineering?
Good evening, sir. I think you said your name was Eric?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hi. Well, thank you for calling. I would agree. We always approach it from the standpoint of if the student really wants to achieve, is willing to put in the work, they can move from C student to B student to A student if necessary. I think about when I was in 11th grade, I really didn't like math until I got to 11th grade, and I got the right teacher. He was an African-American gentleman. He's deceased now. His name is Cortez B. Frank, and he made math fun. He made it as if it was a theatrical performance. If you have the right teacher and the student is motivated, it can be done.
Oh, great. Yeah, because as you probably know, like, if we don't have the right teacher and the right exposure, sometimes we develop, you know, for lack of a better term, a phobia of math or a fear of math, and that can limit a lot of us in terms of reaching our potentials and going to career fields that we want to go into based on our interests and motivations. So I'm glad you think it can definitely be worked with. That's very important because our children need to receive that encouragement so that they can go into these very challenging fields. So glad to hear your answer. Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Yeah, thank you so much, caller Eric, for listening. We hope you continue to listen. I'm going to go to area code 470. Caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and question or comment for Ms. Carter.
Hi, good evening. My name is Anthony Peek. I'm with the Lawrenceville Duluth Alumni Chapter. I'm the past immediate Guidewright Director. And my question is, before I ask my question, I kind of wanted to share, Ms. Carter has really been awesome for our kids. You know, she worked with us starting back in, I think it was 2018, and really helped the kids increase their scores. Amazing attitude, worked with us, helped us with some of the students that may have had trouble paying and such. So really amazing lady. But my question is, Ms. Carter, at this time, since you've been doing this for a while, and I might have missed it earlier, but how many kids have you blessed or touched year-to-date? Not year-to-date, but I guess since you've been doing this.
Hi, Mr. Peek. I appreciate your calling in. I definitely enjoyed working with the Guidewright Chapter of Lawrenceville Duluth. I was asked that question a couple of days ago. Been in this tutoring business since 2003. And volunteering as a tutor since 1991, it's kind of hard to quantify, but it's definitely past the hundreds. I would say probably about, I guess, somewhere between 300 and 500.
Amazing. That's great. Yeah, you really blessed our kids. Scores increased. And we expect to be using you again in the near future and around August time frame, I believe. So thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
And thank you, Mr. Peek. I appreciate encouragement.
Thank you, caller, for listening. Hope you continue to listen. I'm going to go to another call in area code 504. Caller, please state your name, question, and comment for Ms. Carter. You're on, caller, and 504, your last four numbers, 8459. You're on, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
You're on.
Hi, I'm Jalen McGee. And before I ask my question, I wanted to say I was one of the students that actually took the SAT online course, Ms. Carter's SAT online course. And
okay.
It was can I give my testimony before I ask my question?
Sure.
It was really helpful. Since I'm from New Orleans, I didn't take the SAT. I didn't get a chance to, but I did take the ACT. And even taking the ACT, it was helpful towards that. And I never really loved math, but I didn't have a dislike for it either. So I would say that it helped me lean more towards loving math, especially in what I want to pursue in the future, in my future career. So it definitely helped towards that.
Okay.
My question
thank
is,
you, Jalen.
Thank you. My question is, since I'm being a senior, I graduated already, so I'm going to be a freshman in college, and I wanted to know what tips do you have for me going into college, and how would a few tips from your SAT camp help me towards college and my tests and exams in college?
Well, thank you, Jalen, for calling in, and I'm really glad that you brought it out that you took the ACT and the boot camp was helpful in you scoring well on the math portion of your ACT. Now, I've known Jalen for a long time, and she's being very modest. She was a salutatorian, St. Mary's Academy in New Orleans, and that deserves a hand. She's going to be a doctor one day. She's headed this. I'm so proud of her. But to answer her question, in the academic setting, what I would suggest you do is sit in the front of the class. Make sure the teacher knows who you are. Ask questions if you don't understand. It doesn't matter if someone behind you is giggling. Ignore them. Focus on the teacher, what is being said. If you don't understand, meet the teacher after class, during office hours. Make friends with people who are really serious about studying and study with them. I'm not saying don't make friends with everyone. Knowing you as I do, you'll be friendly with everyone. But the people that you really need to spend a lot of time with are the people who are serious about studying. And you might end up making lifelong friends with them. Just stay focused, attention to the teacher, ask questions, go over the problems. When you sit in class during the day, in the evening, go over your work. Now, during my time, the answers were in the back of the book. The odd answers were in the back of the book, and some of the teachers gave you the questions for the test from the even problems. Watch that. Be cautious of where the problems are coming from. Also watch if the teacher is giving you a test from the notes or giving you a test from the book. And that means you're going to have to really look ahead sometime in the book to determine where the tests are coming from. You can earn more points.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. And best wishes to you, Jill.
Hey, Jill, you say you graduated this year?
Yes.
Okay, from St. Mary's. Well, that's a great school you go to. I'm a St. Augustine graduate myself, and so many of my friends, when I was at St. Aug, they all attended St. Mary's. And so we want to congratulate you. So this is for you, Jill, for graduating from high school, and you're going to start college. Cheers and an applause.
Thank you so much.
We'll keep in touch with Jalen, this future doctor on our
hands. Thank you. Thank you for calling, Jalen, and continue to listen. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Ms. Carter review these tips, and we also want to go into tips for parents to keep their kids engaged in that little summer time where not so much activity was going on, how to minimize the impact of that. You're listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I am your host, Brother Warren, and we're talking with Ms. Carter, who is referred to as the Math Lady, owner and founder of Math 101 LLC. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to listen to her tell us about tips on increasing the score on the SAT test.
It's time to practice math. Practice math. Hip-hop math,
hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip-hop math,
hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad. Stacking tricks, 6 times 6, what does that give me? 36. 8 times 4, what is the score? Don't know about you, it equals 32. 4 times 3, that equals 12. Just like my money, it's doing well. 5 times 5, that's 25. Crunching numbers in my head before I go to bed.
Hip-hop math,
hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip-hop math,
hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad. I'm not scared of the test.
My math is the best. Tally up the answer sheet and A is what you're giving me. The universal language, even in space. I handle math with plenty of grace.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing makes me glad.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiplying and dividing, it makes me glad.
4 times 4 equals 16. 5 times 2 equals 10. 7 times 9 equals 63. 3 times 8 equals 24. 6 times 3 equals 18. 8 times 2 equals 16. 3 times 4 equals 12. 5 times 5 equals 25. 8 times 9 equals 72. 9 times 9 equals 81. 4 times 5 equals 20. 10 times 4 equals 40.
Hip-hop math.
Hey!
Hip-hop math.
Multiply.
All right. You're listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I'm your host, Brother Warren. And I wanted to ask you, Ms. Carter, I came across something with the SAT and COVID. What happened with the SAT test being administered in COVID? Could you share with us any changes that occurred?
That's a very good question. I'm glad that you asked that question. Two things. The College Board discontinued the optional essay test, and the College mm-hmm. Board is not offering the subject test on the SAT. And after June 2021, the essay will only be available in states where it is required as part of SAT School Administration Day. A lot of the testing centers were closed due to COVID. So when I was mm-hmm. on back in March, I did recommend that people go to the College Board website to make sure that their test would still be scheduled or if it was canceled. collegeboard.org/SAT. Check periodically online to make sure your testing site is not closed due to COVID-19.
Okay. Because I actually have on my computer, I actually have it on the College Board page that deals with math. I want you to go back to tip number one to improve your math SAT score. So do one and then that. So tell us what number one, the first tip is again.
The tips for working problems. Let's share those.
Okay, for working problems. Yeah. Yeah.
Convert your mixed fractions into improper fractions.
Okay.
Number two, save time and do not round off decimals for working problems. Number three, mm-hmm. reduce fraction to make it fit in the answer grid for working problems. And number four, if a working problem results in an answer greater than 9999 or a variable, it will not fit in your answer grid, and that indicates that you have an error.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna play a news story, and I want you to tell me, have you had any issues as a result of working with kids in your boot camp and kids who have improved? Are you familiar with this story I'm going to play? And then we'll discuss possibly what happened in this person's case. And let's listen to it. This is a CBS Miami report.
An update on the story getting national attention tonight involving a test we all remember from high school, the dreaded SAT. One South Florida student is accused of cheating. CBS 4's Hank Tester is live at Miami-Dade School Board headquarters where the superintendent is weighing in tonight. Hank.
Well, her college career is in limbo right now, and she says she studied really, really hard to improve her SAT scores. Well, the testing company's not so sure. Here's the story. She is a dancer. Camila Campbell wants to go to FSU. The Crop High School senior is all set, except she missed the January 1st deadline to get her SAT scores in. The reason? Educational Testing Service, or EST, the organization that oversees the SAT, is saying her score is invalid. Her attorney.
Such a marked improvement of her score indicated to ETS that she likely had prior knowledge of the test.
Camila took the SAT in March, scored 900 out of 1,600. By October, she says after several months of studying and prep on her own and with tutors, she improved that score to 1,230.
And we are outraged about the accusation, the innuendo, that this young black student can't achieve. That if she is to have achieved the 1,230 on the SAT, then she must have done something inappropriate.
Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho jumped into the fray.
Once I learned of this issue, I felt it was appropriate for me to reach out to the president of the College Board and appeal on behalf of this student.
I studied and I focused to achieve my dreams, and I know that to achieve them, I had to be focused and dedicated, and I won't let ETS or anybody else take my dreams away from me.
Can it be done, a big improvement in a score? We ask a tutor.
It is possible. It is possible. We've actually have kids that have accomplished that. And it's not easy, but it is possible. If a kid studies and works very hard, has the right guidance, he can do it, or she can do it.
This from the testing agency, reading in part, when scores are under review, we work directly with students to collect relevant information and make determinations about the validity of the test scores. We will only cancel scores after we are confident there is substantial evidence to do so. Camila might have to take her test again. Her attorney is ready to carry the issue much further.
Including but not limited to a violation of her civil rights. There may be some implicit bias that we plan to find out.
Well, Camila and her attorney, they want those scores released so the young lady can continue her college career. That's the very latest. I'm Hank Tester, CBS 4 News Tonight. Back to you.
Well, we want to thank CBS Miami. That report, that story comes out January 2019. And then the follow-up to that story was that Camila Campbell ultimately dropped her fight to validate her SAT score and said that she would take the test again. And I wanted to ask you, Ms. Carter, were you familiar with this story or cases like this?
I have not heard that story before, but I am very heartbroken to hear about this story, about this young lady who worked really hard to improve her scores. I appreciate the fact that they included tutors who vouch for the fact that if a student puts in the work, they can improve their scores. And I would definitely cite what Mr. Peek has already mentioned to you from the Kappa League, from the Lawrenceville Duluth Alumni Chapter. There were students in that chapter who took the SAT, took our boot camp, and improved their math scores by anywhere from 40 to 90 points on the math portion of the SAT. And they improved 140 points overall. So it is definitely possible. We're serious business in this 6.5-hour boot camp. We're teaching you arithmetic, part of algebra, problem solving, data analysis, passport to advanced math, additional topics in math, and traps to avoid because the SAT math portion is designed to trap you. We help young people see the traps and know how to avoid the traps. This is an investment that the parents or sponsors are making for $225, 6.5 hours of concentrated study, 200-page courseware, plus a copy of my book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. It can be done. We've proven it can be done. We have quantifiable proof. Students do improve. They can improve after putting in the hard work when they take their SATs. I'm so sorry to hear something like this happen to this young lady. That's tragic.
No,
but it is possible. With the right work, it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
We prevent.
And that's what I wanted to ask you, what the increase, the gap increase from a student after they get more, after they do more practice or even tutoring, that increase triggers something suspicious for the board that checks the test, correct?
I cannot answer what triggered the board. I'd prefer not to comment on that.
My part is to say
that we know that study and preparation definitely increases in math scores if possible.
Okay, because I've read where they have these statistics, and then they go by, you know, the odds that a person would go from this score to that score and so on and so forth. And in some cases, I read where it triggers suspicion. But let's go to your tips to keep kids engaged in math to minimize the summer slide. Could you explain that?
I'm glad you brought that up. It's really unfortunate that due to COVID, a lot of our students have not been able to have that face-to-face interaction with their teachers. Some students need one-on-one tutoring and enrichment. Just playing those videos and then being expected to do the work is not working for everyone. Last summer, we conducted an 11-week summer enrichment program in pre-algebra. And this summer, we have a customized 11-week summer enrichment program to expose students to arithmetic, pre-algebra, algebra, and geometry. We start with the evaluation of the current math skill, and that evaluation is in the book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. The parents can register the students for all 11 classes or just specific classes based on the results of the evaluation. The whole point is that we want to keep students engaged in the summer and mitigate that summer slide. That I call it the summer slide. It's the difficulty to get reengaged after being off for two and a half, 3 months. It's difficult to remember what they just learned in May and June to have to start all over in August or September. But to keep them engaged, recommend the summer enrichment program, studying in math for at least 1 hour a day. Our summer enrichment programs are 2 hours on a Saturday. But still, I give lots of homework, and it's enough to keep the student engaged for at least 1 hour a day. It's also good to have realistic math problems, such as having the student to make a budget. If they had a summer job, help that student make a budget. Learn how to handle your own money correctly. Make it realistic. Interestingly enough, if you have a younger child, you could require that child to manually calculate the change when you buy something for that child. Get them motivated. Keep their minds working. And spend at least 5 hours per week on math in the summer to help minimize that time it takes to reengage in the fall. And if you're concerned that your son or daughter didn't have a complete understanding of the subject matter, then sign them up for summer enrichment. We work from arithmetic to calculus, from grade schoolers to grandmothers. We have you covered.
Well, how many sessions you have going on in the course of a day or on a weekend? How do you manage that with your team?
The tutoring sessions are Saturday from 1 to 3 Eastern, and they are online.
Okay.
And the students get plenty of homework to keep them engaged by the time we meet again the next Saturday. We just completed session 5. We have 11 sessions in total.
Okay. And you have, I guess with virtual, you can accommodate a lot of people from anywhere in the United States or around the world.
Exactly. We have students in Ascension Parish, Louisiana. We have students in Gwinnett County, Georgia.
Wow. Are you one of the instructors or someone from your team?
No, I prefer to do it myself. I enjoy that.
Oh, great. So you got just,
I do as much tutoring as I can. When I'm overloaded, then I call in my reinforcement.
Okay. What about a YouTube channel? You ever thought about getting a YouTube channel and teasing people with
we have a YouTube channel. Our videos are out there. The video of the 10 tips to increase the SAT math score is on that YouTube channel, as well as the 4 tips that I also gave for the working problems on the YouTube channel. You can use one-on-one math. If you search for that on YouTube, you can find those videos there. You can also go to the website, www.mathoneonone.net. And it's also on Facebook, Math Lady with the R in parentheses. You can also visit Yelp to find testimonials from our satisfied clients. Many
okay,
ways to keep up with Math 101 LLC and the Math Lady.
See, I didn't know this. I wish I had known this. I would have uploaded a couple of the YouTube video clips. I don't know how they passed me by there. You've been listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. I'm your host, Brother Warren, and here at the New Orleans Wake Up Show, we connect New Orleans to the larger issue of black survival in an intense global anti-African environment. We provide a local, national, and pan-Africanist global critical analysis and commentary on a variety of subject matters and how they relate to the black experience, including the indigenous black populations of Australia and the South Pacific Islands. And we have welcomed again the math lady, Ms. Sandra Carter. She is returning, and she's sharing with us four tips that students can use to improve their math SAT score and tips for parents to engage their children to minimize the slump for the summer break and some of the not being able to have face-to-face learning as a result of the pandemic. And we thank her so much, and we thank the people who work with Ms. Carter who called in and shared their success story, because this is all of these things makes it real for people to understand the need. I want to ask you this before we go, Ms. Carter, about the service you do to parents to help their children. Is there anything you do that's designed for the parents itself, as opposed to, let's just say, the students, so the parents will know how to engage their students with math, you know, how to expose them to competition, so on and so forth?
That's a good question. In our book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math, the problems are realistic in the real world where the parent can actually help their own child. And as I mentioned before, there is an evaluation in the back of the book where the answers to the evaluation are there. The problems are all written out in detail. The parent doesn't necessarily have to calculate anything. The answers and the worked-out solutions are there. Also, there's a video, the Math Lady DVD Fun Interactive Math Workshop, that explains all of the detail of the solution to the problem. And there's another thing I want to point out, I believe as you were coming to a close, that probably as a result of this interview, I'll probably be getting lots and lots of more phone calls, and that's going to cause me to have to do something that I like doing, and that's hiring and training the next generation of tutors. I'm looking for people who have a passion for building young people and furthering the interests of math and science in the youth. And due to the fact that we are still in a pandemic, we can have tutors all over the world. As long as they have a computer and they can provide a college transcript, they've completed at least sophomore year in college, and they can successfully pass a background check, then we have a job for you. This is a paying job as a tutor at Math 101. If you enjoy working with the youth and you enjoy math or science, contact us. There's a place for you here at Math 101.
Wow, that's an interesting opportunity. So that means you'd be able to employ a person no matter where they are in the world who
exactly. Who you've been employing Georgia Tech students since 2010. And if we're doing this COVID-19 pandemic for much longer, then I'm going to need some help doing online tutoring, that it gives us the opportunity to expand our reach.
Okay, okay. And where's the next SAT test being given? I thought I saw sometime in August, I think.
The SAT exam dates. The first one will be August 28th, 2021. With the registration date of July 30th, 2021. The next one will be October 2nd, 2021, with the registration date September 3rd, 2021. And our SAT Math Boot Camp, which is Saturday, September 11th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern, fits right in between those two dates.
Okay. And as I was on the College Board's site, it looks like they give problems to students. They give some kind of problem for them to work out, and then they give them the answer or give them a score report.
They do. The College Board does have a sample test for the students to prepare them for the SAT. That is true.
Okay. All right. And once again, the type of math that the SAT covers is a mixture of what, algebra? What type of math again is the SAT?
It covers algebra, geometry, arithmetic, problem-solving data analysis, passport to advanced math, and a little bit of trigonometry.
Okay. Stuff I done forgot all that. It's been decades since I had all
that
kind of stuff.
That's why we're here.
So I couldn't apply for the job. I couldn't apply for the job at Matt 101, a tutoring job. I wouldn't be applying. But anyway, I do want you to come on some more, and I want you to design the content for our future shows based off what you're doing at the time and what you're working with. So that we can keep this information out in the hemisphere, the World Wide Web, that your services are here and for parents to take advantage of to help their child be more competitive in the area of, as we say, math and then Math 101, physics and chemistry. So we really appreciate you for taking the time to return and to update us and give us more tips. You have the last and closing words, Ms. Carter.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Warren, for having me on your program, and thank you so much for the listeners for calling in. And I'll just end this with a quote from Psalms 34:4. Our book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math, is based on Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Thank you, everyone, and God bless you.
And I want to say to those who tune in by your smart device, you're able to see the website in the show description. And I'm going to go in and add the link to the previous interview that was done with Ms. Carter. So those persons who are listening to this could also click the link to listen to that as well. You've been listening to the New Orleans Wake Up Show. We want to thank Ms. Sandra Carter, and we'd like you to tune in to any more shows we have. Just go to our show page, New Orleans Wake Up, and listen and give us some feedback. Brother Warren, you can send that to nolawakeup@gmail.com, NOLAWAKEUP. And we're signing off here, New Orleans Wake Up. Thank you all for listening, and thank you again, Ms. Carter.